Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some affordable housing developments in the state are creating contingency plans in case the government shutdown continues much longer. That's because the federal agency that distributes housing dollars is closed for business. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the shutdown of the Department of Housing and Urban Development could leave dozens of facilities in the state unfunded.
In Massachusetts, 56 housing developments have contracts with HUD that expired or will expire between December and February. That's according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, a D.C. nonprofit that's calling on congressional leaders to restore funding for housing for everyone, from the elderly to the 250,000 rural families who count on subsidies. The group's Diane Yentel says HUD funding is expected to continue to flow to other developments through February, but with no end in sight for the shutdown, nearly all of HUD programs could be in jeopardy. A major one is Section 8 vouchers for low-income tenants.
The cliff really comes in early March, and if this shutdown were to go that long, we'd have a severe crisis on our hands because we would have over 2 million voucher holders who wouldn't be able to pay the rent to their landlords who would be expecting that money to be coming through.
Earlier this month, HUD sent letters to hundreds of landlords asking them not to evict tenants due to funding problems tied to the shutdown. The agency supports housing for 350,000 people in Massachusetts, the bulk of them through Section 8. The largest of the four dozen or so affordable housing developments with expiring contracts in Massachusetts is Tai Tung Village in Chinatown. Ed Cafasso is a spokesman for the development's owner, Wynn Companies. He says Wynn is prepared to dip into its reserves to cover any disruption to funding for Wynn's Section 8 units.
If we go into February, it's likely that we're going to have to start covering some of these payments ourselves until such time as the shutdown ends.
Many in the affordable housing sector assume Congress and the White House will get the government back up and running before any major damage is done. A further assumption is that Congress will reimburse developers like Wynn for money spent in place of HUD dollars. That's what happened after previous shutdowns.
It does cause some anxiety, but at the same time, we've been in business for 48 years. So we've had shutdowns, we've experienced shutdowns before.
The closure of HUD operations isn't just about money. Without being able to receive documents or authorizations from HUD, deals to build or purchase affordable units could be gummed up until the government reopens.
So this is mission essential only.
That's HUD spokesman Gerrion Brown.
Out of the 7,500 employees that we have nationwide, we have approximately 350 that are working on a full-time basis.
That means essential services only. It's too early to say whether housing production is going to be stalled by the shutdown, says Crystal Cornegay. She's executive director of Mass Housing, the quasi-public agency that serves as the state's affordable housing bank.
The first thing we got to make sure is that money is flowing to properties so that we're not endangering any existing tenants. Never mind money flowing so that we can do more production.
Not everybody has the same level of confidence that the shutdown will be resolved quickly enough to avert bigger problems. This is now the longest shutdown in American history, and the president has reportedly said he's willing to let it go on for months or even years.
All these pieces, I think, are very worrisome if this goes on, you know, much longer.
Lyndia Downey is executive director of Pine Street Inn, which runs the area's largest homeless shelter, as well as 850 units of affordable housing, every one of which depends on HUD funding.
When we all thought it was a week or two, anybody, you can figure that out. Of course you can, right? A couple weeks, not a big deal. I think if it's many months, though, it has implications across the board, and I don't think we know all of what they are yet.
As much as she's concerned about funding to her organization, Downey is more worried about other impacts of the shutdown that would affect the people she serves, the poor and mentally ill, the elderly, people struggling to get food on the table. One example is food stamps. So far, the government has only funded the program through February.
So the question is, if your food stamps go away, are you then going to have a hard time paying the rent? So it's both not just current tenants we have, but is it going to drive other people who are already, we know, on the edge and who are having such a hard time in this market to begin with because it's such an expensive market. What does that do?
The first HUD contract set to expire for Pine Street at the end of this month is a direct grant to support services for people who are chronically homeless. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.